So anyway, here we go. So now we can do a little bit of meditation. We'll do about 20, finished a little early today, so 26, 27 minutes, and then a nice talk. So sitting down, closing your eyes, and getting in contact with your body. Experiencing your body. This is a way of being mindful in this moment and learning how to relax. Simple thing, but relax to the max. So feel the legs first of all. How are your legs positioned? Do they need to be adjusted? Are you sure they're okay? If you need to change posture, please do so. One of the very effective ways of being aware is to ask a question. Ask a question, legs, how do you feel? Do you need to be moved? Just ask a simple question. And how do you feel the sensations in the legs? And if you think that you need to move those legs, then do so. Just adjust them. That is called kindness. Really caring for your legs. Once the legs have been looked after, they move up to your butt. Sitting on the stool, the chair, the cushion, how does it feel? When you first start meditating, the sensation might be okay, but it's just a sort of position where you're going to get pins and needles, aches and pains, forcing you to fidget. Do the fidgeting now. You're aware, and you're responding with kindness. And then you move your attention up to the waist. I like to sort of stretch my body. Just like you see many species of animals doing. A good stretch. And then relaxing. It shows that I am aware of my body and that I care for it, which means it relaxes. And this is also the feelings, sensations in the body only exist in the present moment. So it also focuses you in the now. And I go to the rest of my back, making sure that it feels good. You don't have to sit bolt upright. You can lean against the backrest if you wish, or lean to the side. Lean against the wall if you find one of the VIP seats against the walls or the pillars. You find the best position. Then check the position of your hands. Hands, are you comfortable where I put you? The awareness allows you to get feedback. So you know whether it's comfortable or not. And you may try moving this, adjusting that. Because the fact that you're moving and adjusting, still being aware of the comfort, will find the most comfortable position for your own hands. It shows you're developing the kindness and you are mindful. Then you can go up to your shoulder blades. only mention the shoulder blades because those are places where people have pain because they're too tight. So just feel those sensations. See if you can loosen those muscles. So at this point I usually bring up the simile of a string. A string, if it's pulled on both ends, gets very taut. Something hits it, it makes a really high-pitched sound. You loosen the guitar string, say, and the sound gets lower and lower until something hits it and it doesn't make a sound at all. It doesn't reverberate. It is resilient. So once your shoulders are relaxed, you feel they're relaxed. After a while, mindfulness, experiment, trial and error, kindness, you get the feedback. After a while, you learn just how to relax. Now it's your shoulders are calm, peaceful. Then you go up to your neck, throat. So experience any sensations there, get to know them, and find out how to relax and soothe them. Many irritations are overreactions of the body. And by being aware, getting feedback, you can soon learn how to let things be. Relax them, be kind, opening the door of your heart to that feeling. Not trying to get rid of it, but be at peace with it. Then you find, hopefully, if you do it right, that the irritation or the pain lessens. You find out how you can interact with your own body to create peace and health. Then I go up to my face. Do this because it's on your face, which registers many of your emotions. And if you can, relax the muscles around the eyes and the forehead and put a little smile on the face. You find that's a very good posture for meditating. The muscles of the face relax, a little smile. That tells your mind to relax. Not to fear, but this meditation is a joyful activity. And then I look at my whole body, just unified, relaxed, peaceful. Feel it. And if I've done the job properly, then my body feels delightfully relaxed. Say delightfully because there's a certain pleasure of relaxation, which is not a danger to deep meditation, but is an important part of the process. Delighting in a body which is relaxed, not 100%, never is 100%, but much more than usual. And once the body is at ease, then you can turn to what I've called the peace-o-meter. How peaceful are you right now? Or how agitated. Give it a number from 1 up to 10. 1 is peaceful, 10 is agitated. Be honest, no need to be proud. No one knows except you. Being truthful to yourself. All it really does, it puts you in contact with one of the most important parts of your mind. the quality of peace or agitation. And what makes your mind more peaceful? What causes the mind to relax? What makes it more agitated? Because you're looking again at something which exists only in this moment, you find that every time you move out of this moment, fears, anxieties, or hopes of the future, memories from the past, good and bad, that agitates you, gives you business to be done. This is not business time. This is being time. Just relaxing. You may find that your peaceometer shows you getting closer and closer to peace. If you have a goal or an aspiration, something you'd like to achieve, that will disturb you. You've lost the moment, you're out in some future somewhere. If you're still hanging on to the past, you haven't put it down for a while, that will also just obsess your mind. Let it go, just for a while. And in this moment, your peaceometer can get so quiet. for a while, when the mind is peaceful, it's delightful. And if you can delight in this moment, hopefully you don't need to think. All the thoughts and ideas are like waves on a lake which is being disturbed. Just imagine the lake up in the mountains where there's no wind and it's perfectly still. Your mind poised, not moving, not thinking. And maybe you'd be aware of your breathing, the last thing moving. Breathing in, peace. Breathing out, letting go. Just breathing, nothing else. Enjoying, valuing just this natural movement of the breath in and out of your body. Getting close to the end of the meditation already. How do you feel? The last couple of minutes of the meditation I like to use for reflection, to exploring what worked and what didn't work. It's where we learn the skills of relaxation and peace of mind. And if you are physically relaxed, how does your body feel? How healthy does it feel compared to when you started? How peaceful is your mind? What is peace? Explore its meaning by understanding how it's expressed in you in this moment. Peace. We learn from experience. Not from theory. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please be patient and wait for the last sound from the ringing gong to start to vanish when you open your eyes. Very good. Okay, so if you'd like to get yourselves comfortable, those people need to go out, go out. Those people come in, come in. And in a few moments, we'll start this evening's talk.